Proclamation number 8787 of 29th of March, 1964. A knowledge is needed to understand the work of redemption. In order to be able to grasp the full truth, which concerns the work of redemption of Jesus Christ, the knowledge must also be imparted to you about primeval beginning and final aim of all beingness once created by me. Because only one explains the other. And only few men are able to receive this knowledge and to understand it, because for this the change of their nature to love is necessary. The more now love disappears among men, the more rarely also the knowledge about it will be able to be accepted and grasped by a man. And this results in humanity no longer being able to grasp the significance of the act of salvation and its reasoning, and therefore no longer believing it. It is the result that a body of thought displaced that knowledge, and what has now still survived is, in the best case, the knowledge that once a human being walked the earth who led an exemplary way of life and inspired fellow human beings to follow his example. Irrefutably, irrevocably, man would now again come to that deep knowledge about the meaning of the work of redemption of Jesus, when he would really be a right follower of Jesus, when he would make an effort to lead his life like Jesus in completely unselfish neighborly love. Because such a walk of life would guarantee him a bright inner light, and he would be introduced through his spirit from the inside into fullest truth. This working of the spirit therefore guarantees brightest knowledge, but due to people's lack of love it has become impossible, and this results in the fact that precisely about Jesus and his actual mission all knowledge has been lost to people, that for them Jesus is just a human being, albeit standing in high perfection. They admit that he has reached the highest possible perfection on this earth, which all other people should strive for as well. People know nothing about the deeper connections which have to be associated with the spirit's apostasy from me. And so therefore also nothing about Jesus' actual mission to redeem people from the guilt of the former apostasy. They also know nothing about the plan of the deification of all beings, which I have created. And they can also only understand all this in a certain degree of love, because love is the light, which enlightens the hearts and gives them full enlightenment about their being, about the beginning and aim of every man. It is therefore no wonder that Jesus' act of salvation is either unknown to people or unbelievable, since they cannot muster any understanding for it due to their low degree of love, and this degree of love will constantly decrease, and therefore very few people will strive for redemption through Jesus, and the path to the cross will be an incomprehensible concept for the majority. An empty word has become. People would also never have needed to be instructed about it in a direct way, as it now happens through the supply of my word from above, for an unselfish life of love would have ordered and enlightened their thinking, the truth would have arisen in the human being himself, and all spiritual correlations would have arisen clearly and full of light before their eyes. The truth, which every human being's spiritual spark contains within himself, would also have come to man's awareness, and everyone would have directed his path to Jesus Christ of his own accord in order to request the redemption of his original sin from him. But mankind now stands shortly before the end exactly because of its loveless state. And therefore it is also explainable that all knowledge is got lost to it, that spiritual knowledge has sunk down and men themselves do nothing anymore to again kindle the light in themselves. And thus they have also lost all knowledge about the reason and significance of Jesus Christ's act of salvation, and the path to the cross is no longer justified in any way if people merely take the Man dresses as a model for their way of life. Then, as a result of their original sin, they are completely weakened in will and without redemption from their original sin, they are no longer able to walk after Jesus. You must understand that during your life on earth a constant struggle against all temptations is demanded of you, that in order to reach perfection and to follow Jesus, you need a lot of strength and a strong will, otherwise the aim is unattainable for you. But as a result of your original sin you are of such weakened will that you would never ever be able to fulfill your earthly task of maturing your soul, precisely because of this weakness of will, and that my adversary would never release you. You must therefore first be redeemed from this original sin, you must have asked and obtained forgiveness for it. Then you will also receive the graces of the work of redemption. A strengthened will. And you will succeed in your plan, you will be able to attain perfection, which, however, is completely impossible without redemption. And that is why I enlighten you men in the time of the end very especially about what preceded your being as man. I instruct you about everything so that it becomes understandable to you why you must acknowledge Jesus Christ as Redeemer, why you are not allowed to eliminate him, if you want to fulfill your purpose of earth life and reach the last aim, the union with me, which is completely impossible without redemption through Jesus Christ. And who makes an effort to lead a life of love, who listens to my word and lets the power of my word have an effect on him, who fulfills my will, which I announce to him through my word. Who is therefore doer and not just listener of my word, he will truly also be able to understand everything. And he will not doubt, because he is inwardly enlightened by a light and because every question is solved for him, which still moves him. And that is why I can only ever encourage people to live a life of unselfish neighborly love. Then full clarity will soon be given to him, and then he will also know about the meaning of redemption through Jesus Christ. And he will strive for it in all seriousness to reach life, which lasts forever. Amen.